Bezus Hashem, our halacha topic from Daf Yud Ches is the prohibition of stirring food on Shabbos. The Gemara told us on Yuches Amabez that we have a chash of Shema Yichata Begacholim, that we're afraid if one leaves a pot on the fire, in certain instances, we're afraid he's going to come to stoke the coals, which is the reason that we have a blech on the fire on Shabbos when we rest a pot on the fire from Erev Shabbos in order to prevent from Shem Yichata Gecholim, as we will discuss Bezer Hashem in the third parak. And the Gemara asks, but we have another fear, aside from Shem Yichata Gecholim, but what about V'nechush Shema Megispa, asks the Gemara. Why aren't we afraid that he's going to come to stir the food? What exactly is the Chash V'nechush Shema Megispa? Rashi writes, Libra Maskel Megis, Mahapichba, he's going to turn it over, Humbimivushal. Some have the girsa ubim evashel, not ubim vusha, have bishul. The Ramban quotes Rishonim that disagree, who hold that the chshash over here is not the chshash of bishul, but rather what we're talking about is the fear of tzilveya, that when one mixes it well, so then the dye will take effect into the garment and will not take the same type of effect without the mixing. We will learn according to the approach of Rashi and some Rishonim, because this is how we paskin Shulchan Aruch. Let's take a look in Simin Shin Yud Ches, where we have the halachos of Bishul. The second to last Sif in Shin Yud Ches, Sif Yud Ches, Avol Tzemer Liyora, writes the Mechaber, Afol Pi Shekola Ta'ayin Oser Lahagis Bo, it's prohibited to stir the dye inside of the vat, which seems to be closer to the opinion of the Ramban. However, in the Ramah, it seems that it's extended. One should be careful with a pot in all instances. In other words, one has to be afraid of mevashel as well. There are two very important questions, halacha lemaisa, according to most poskim who follow the Ramah. And that is, number one, what qualifies as stirring? And number two, at what stage of the cooking process is it still considered to qualify as magus, which, according to Rashi, and it seems the Psak of the Ramah, qualifies as a full-fledged bishul. First, let's discuss what is actually considered stirring. There is a big chumrah that emerges from the Gedolei HaPoskim, the Taz, quoting the Be'er Heitev Sifkoten Mem Aleph, says the following: even if one is just scooping out food from the pot, osur, it would be prohibited to scoop out. We consider scooping out like magus as well, because scooping is also a very similar process to stirring, and for that reason, this is how it's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, that if it's not entirely cooked, the way to take out food is by pouring from one pot into the next, but not by ladling it out. The Taz is makel if it's already fully cooked, but if it's not, he says one has to be machmir. In truth, this is already found in the Mechaber. The Mechaber in the beginning of Sif Yud Ches says, "Im lo nispashal kol tzarko, ein motzien bikaf mehem shenimtza megis." That if it's not nispashal kol tzarko, so then in such a case, one is not allowed to scoop out. With this in mind, the Taz is actually a leniency, because the Taz says, if you're only taking something out and you're not turning anything over in the pot, that but rather you're going for one piece of meat and you just simply take it out and you're not scooping out a whole area, then in such a case, according to the Taz, it will be permissible. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Kuf Yud Zayin points out that the language of the Ramah seems to be a broader chumrah. And that is, he said, Af Bikdera Bechol Inyan. The Mishnah Berurah understands that the simple reading is that one is not allowed to scoop out at all. Why? Because there's a chash that scooping is magus. Again, when I say the Ramo, the Pashtus being Machmir, he's talking about real scooping, not the case of the Taz. The Chiddush of the Ramo, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, is that it seems to be that it applies even when the food is mavushal kotsarko. And that's the second issue. The Mishnah Berurah points out that the simple reading of the Ramah is that one would prohibit scooping out even when it's mavushal kotsarko. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out that this is a big chidush and me'ikur dedina. It's hard to understand. Because at the end of the day, he argues, magis, stirring, should be mutter, even if it's mevushal kol tzarko. It's permissible to cook a food if it's already mevushal kol tzarko. Certainly, stirring should be acceptable. The Mishnah Berurah concludes that if there are those who want to be machmir with stirring, that's fine, but to take food out, it would be acceptable even if he's dipping the ladle entirely in. Not like the case of the Taz, where he's just taking out one piece, but he's dipping the whole ladle in, and it resembles the act of stirring. Nevertheless, it will be permissible, says the Mishnah Berurah, if it's mevushal kol tzarko, and finally, according to many shitos, not on the fire itself. So according to Mishnah Berurah, one would be allowed to scoop out when it's mevushal kol tzarko, and when it's not on the fire. The Be'er Halacha in Divrei HaMaschil Af Begdeira points out that the source of those who are being machmir, of this Ramah, is the fact that some poskim, and he lists, the Taz, El Yerab, El Chayodim, and the Graz, hold that even a food that's mevushal kol tzarko, there's an iser of hagasa. These poskim say, midrabanan. Hence, that left open the possibility that some were even machmir, it's said over that this is the shita of the kolbo, that they're machmir, even on some that's mevushal called Sarko for stirring, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah says that the simple reading of the Ramah was to prohibit even scooping out, which ultimately the Ramah is Mekalin if it's Mevushal called Sarko and not Ala Esh. Now that we understand where it came from, there's still one more big question that remains, and that is why? As the Mishnah Berurah himself points out, L'chura Hagasa should be permissible if the food is Mevushal called Sarko. Why is the halacha machmir on hagasa even when it's mevushal kol tzarko is entirely cooked? So for many years this question bothered me, and Rav Nevenzel suggested to me a beautiful hesber. He suggested that food, when it's cooked for a while, it goes from being raw to Michael Ben Drusai, then ultimately fully cooked, and then, if nothing is done to the food, if it sits longer and longer in the fire, then actually the heat is detrimental. It's what Chazal referred to in the third parak as mitstamek viralo. However, there's a certain effect of cooking that only takes place with stirring. Rav Nevenzel suggested that stirring is a different stage of cooking itself, and it's possible to have something that's already fully cooked by sitting on the fire, but will not cook any more or improve any more unless it's stirred. Stirring is the new form of cooking, even after mevushal kol tzarko. If that's so, then we can understand why there are poskim that are machmir for stirring. And then the question becomes, if we're going to be machmir on stirring, are you even choshesh for ladling out? Because ladling out really is not the exact same thing as stirring. And here there's an open question. The Ramah seems to be machmir, but the Mishnah Berurah points out that most poskim are mekel. So this is how Rav Nevenzel answered the Mishnah Berurah's question. Bottom line, hayotze midvareinu lahalacha, if one has food that's not entirely cooked, lechatchila one should try not to scoop out. There might be a kula according to the Taz if one is not really scooping out, but one puts a fork in just to remove one particular piece of food, that might be acceptable. Removing food with a ladle would not, unless it's mevushal kol tzarko and not ala esh. Then, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it will be acceptable. Hagasa we paskin, stirring is prohibited, even if it's mevushal kol tzarko. According to the Ramah, while the mechaber is mekel for hagasa as well, it's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Kuf Tezvav. The only time that one would be chayiv for hagasa is if the food is not mevushal kol tzarko. That's the only time it would be aser. This Be'ez Hashem concludes the halacha topic of stirring foods on Shabbos from Daf Yudchet.